Hi there, Sheila Johnston, Vice President of Member Development at the California Pharmacists Association, here to invite you to experience pharmacy the California way. In true California fashion, Western Pharmacy Exchange is not just a conference, but rather an experience. During your 3.5 days with your colleagues, you will network and acquire skills and experiences to propel your career forward. Take advantage of this pharmacy experience and register for the best weekend you'll have all year. Visit our website for more information and to register online at www.westernpharmacyexchange.com.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Today, we live at a unique point in human history where data is becoming the new currency. Beyond oil, dollars, and social status, data is emerging as one of the most powerful and consequential currencies around the globe. Technology, computer processing, cloud storage, and artificial intelligence are empowering these data to transform zeros and ones into insightful and even profound realizations about almost every aspect of our lives. I'm John Nosta.
And this is FutureDose.Tech, mission and business of pharmacy.
Greetings, this is Timothy Young, Digital Apothecary, and today I'm going to be talking about something that comes up kind of frequently for me. So, in essence, I get asked multiple times a week by multiple different people who tend to be outside the healthcare space but are getting into, let's say, the digital health space. They could be startups, investors, founders, and they're really trying to break into pharmacy. And that's where we get reached out. And they'll often ask me a bunch of questions related to where, what market they can get into, their concepts, their ideas. And since the questions all tend to be kind of the same, what I thought is I'll put together a series for you. So probably you might be in the background. I myself may have referred you to watch this stuff. And the reality is that I'm hoping to kind of also encourage you to consider, should you hire a pharmacist? I would say that a lot of health tech companies in these digital health space, what at the end of the day, one of the biggest barriers I think I'm coming across is the fact that you don't know what a pharmacist does. And I would say that's probably the biggest issue with pharmacy overall. And I hate saying that. When I say pharmacy, it's almost this weird dichotomy where most people think a pharmacist has to work in a pharmacy and that pharmacist only dispenses medications. And most people don't know what we do. And because of that, it's like a dual-edged sword. Because they don't know what we do, there's a thought process that it's just dispensing medications so that any innovation that happens in the pharmacy space tends to be around the said medications in terms of verifying them, packaging them, getting out the door and getting to the patient, which may encourage some adherence or some other outcomes. And some other people have a little bit higher knowledge and are trying to figure out, hey, how can we use pharmacists for different things? And provide clinical services possibly, or integrate them into like some kind of patient care outcomes. And then there's another niche where I see very infrequently, and they tend to be pharmacists themselves that are saying, how do we actually solve pharmacy related problems that don't just deal with a product based model? And those are always very interesting to me. And I have my eyes on those very often. So I'm going to kind of put together this series. Everything's going to be about 5 to maybe 10 minutes in length, just talking about why you should consider about pharmacists and some of the frequently asked questions I receive. And what I want you to do is just kind of take the information I present and maybe use that as a reference. How does it apply to your business and such? And maybe build upon that in terms of thinking, how do you want to basically possibly see how you could fit a pharmacist into your business? It may not even be like providing clinical services. Maybe you need someone that can help you with consultant work, someone that can help you with advisory work, someone that can help you as a content knowledge expert, someone that helps you with medical writing, someone helps you with regulatory. There's a lot, and there's a lot of things a pharmacist can do. So with that, I'm going to launch into the series, and each one of these will be a bite-sized chunk. So stay with me.
Thank you for listening to FutureDose.Tech. If you enjoyed this episode, please share this podcast on your favorite social media outlets. Be sure to stay connected to the Pharmacy Podcast Network and return for your next FutureDose.Tech episode coming soon.